This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Profit Matters is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. The Iowa Soybean Association is driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Ag history and modern technology are on display at the Smithsonian Museum. We'll have more right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
When you think of museums, you may think of old artifacts and history, but museum curators are also watching modern-day technology and how it tells the story of changing times. Abir Saha, curator of the Smithsonian American History Museum in Washington, D.C., said less than 1% of artifacts curators collect go on display. Three tractors made the cut and are on display for millions of visitors, along with some other agricultural artifacts.
So our primary exhibition that showcases agriculture is called American Enterprise. It looks at the broad swath of American business history from the 18th century onwards. And really every section of that exhibition includes agriculture. We're talking about important inventions such as the cotton gin. We're talking about the importance of agricultural innovation, specifically tractors, and how that really changed the landscape of farming in the 20th century.
Saha said that what might be common for you on the farm, like a GPS in your tractor or an irrigation system, is something the Smithsonian and its patrons take interest in. Nothing is more common than the tractor itself, which was a game changer for U.S. agriculture.
Tractors have had a tremendous impact on agriculture. Everything from suddenly removing the need for horses on farms. It's just a tremendous acceleration of the intensity of agricultural production that tractors really represent in the 20th century. There's a John Deere tractor simulation in the back of American Enterprise where you can sit in a green chair and sort of imagine with a visual simulation exactly what it would be like to be inside the cockpit of a modern day tractor. So taking you on a journey of just tractors from the early Waterloo boy all the way to a modern tractor.
Saha added that the Smithsonian doesn't just collect history, they keep an eye on current trends as well.
Something we collected recently is a modern day tractor GPS unit. Because so much of tractor technology now is completely integrated with not just the Internet of Things, but like we're moving into AI, and I'm not talking about artificial insemination, I'm talking about artificial intelligence. And there's just so much more automation on a farm and a field. So to me and to our division here at the American History Museum that's interested in technology broadly and specifically agricultural technology, a tractor's GPS unit, it sort of represents so much of that movement in that direction.
Museum visitors will see three tractors on display at the museum. They range from an old Waterloo boy with steel tires to a tractor simulator for guests to try out a modern John Deere tractor. For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com where you can also sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.